Today on Hands-On Photography, I got my hands on a nice four-frame mirrorless camera, and I'm going to share my thoughts. Y'all stay tuned.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Listeners of this program get an ad-free version if they're members of Club TWiT. $7 a month gives you ad-free versions of all of our shows, plus membership in the Club TWiT Discord, a great clubhouse for TWiT listeners. And finally, the TWiT Plus feed with shows like Stacy's Book Club, The Untitled Linux Show, The Giz Fizz, and more. Go to twit.tv/clubtwit, and thanks for your support.
What's happening, everybody? I'm Ant Pruitt. This is Hands-On Photography here on TWiT. I hope y'all doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. Today, I want to talk about a camera that I've had the opportunity to play with for a couple of weeks now. Well, actually, it's been a little more than a couple of weeks, but all this dadgum rain, I really couldn't get out and about with it. And but yeah, that's neither here nor there. I got my hands on the awesome Panasonic Lumix S5 Mark II. Mirrorless camera. This is a full frame mirrorless camera, that is. So let me just go ahead and get it out the way. Tech specs, because I know you nerds love the tech specs for cameras. This is a full frame sensor, 24 megapixel sensor. You're going to get dual SD card slots on the side, which are UHS 2 SD card slots. You're going to get image stabilization, in-body image stabilization, also known as IBIS. And if you get the package that I have here, you will get a kit lens that is a 20 to 60 millimeter f3.5 up to f5.6 kit lens. It's not the best of lens, but it's quite nice to get started. In addition to the SD card ports, you get some additional ports on the side for your AV stuff. You get a USB-C port that is used for charging, and you can use it for data transfer as well. You get a headphone jack and microphone jack, just like any other camera, duh. But the big thing is you get a dadgum full size, the door won't stay open, HDMI card slot there. I don't know if you can see it in focus there, but you get a full size HDMI port on the side. That is outstanding. All right. So again, I previously mentioned, you know, I worked with this camera in the past and did a review of it a little while back here on the network. It was the S5 Mark I. This is the Mark II. And let me tell you, with the S5, I thought for the last couple of years, that is the most underrated camera out there. You know, you have the likes of Sony, you have the likes of Canon and Nikon and all of the different offerings they have. And yes, I am a Canon fanboy, but I got to tell you, man, that S5, it was so underrated. You still had 24 megapixels on it, so you had plenty of detail with your images, and it had Vlog recording on it, 4K video recording. It was a solid camera. It did have one problem, though, the dadgum autofocus. Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. If you could figure out how to work through the autofocus with that previous camera, it's totally fine on the still side of things, because things can go a little bit slower when you're shooting stills. Shooting video was a bit of a challenge. You had to learn how to manually focus for things if you wanted to lock on focus a lot faster, because I think sometimes manual focus was faster than autofocus in my experience. But that out of the way, I thought the camera was highly underrated. Okay, so what's the difference between that camera and this camera, the Mark II? Well, not a lot. You still get the same sensor, well, same-ish sensor, but they did change one key element with this, and that is the autofocus. Hallelujah. Somebody just let all of the praise ring out right now, because that is all this camera needed, man. This body is perfectly sized. This, again, is full frame mirrorless and fits very, very well in my big old hands. It has a very nice, comfortable grip. You got all of the old school dials on the top. It just feels right in the hands. And now you're going to get autofocus that actually works. Previous versions of the S5, you know, the autofocus faced, you know, it pretty much focus more so on like contrast. So if you had a lot of high contrast, it was easy for it to focus. Now this new sensor allows you to lock in with phase detect autofocus, a whole different system, and it's a whole lot faster. But even with that said, there is a bit of a catch, and I'll get to that momentarily. First, I want to share my screen, and we'll take a look at the image quality on this. So let me switch my screen here. We'll go into Lightroom and take a look at a couple stills that I snapped. Now, okay, so this is just shooting some behind the scenes, if you will, of Ask the Tech Guys here on the network one Sunday afternoon. And you're looking at this file, and I haven't done any type of editing to it, any type of post-processing. This is straight out the camera, and it looks good. Because the S5 comes with a lot of different image profiles, similar to all of your other cameras that are out there. You get your Vivid profile, your standard profile, a flat profile, which is the V-Log, and a whole bunch of other ones. And this was one of their more vivid profiles, and you can tell it's quite vivid just by looking at the green and looking at the red here on the screen and looking at the skin tones for Mr. Laporte. I mean, he looks super tan. I mean, I know it's vacation season for him, but he ain't going on vacation at the time of this shot. But this camera really has him nice and tanned here. So, again, it depends on the different profiles that you select in your camera. And I've spoken about this before on the previous episode, as far as how your images are going to turn out for post-processing, whether you want to do any post-processing or not. I tend to shoot in a much more neutral profile because I want more freedom when it comes to post-processing. And if I skip through these next images here, again, this is with that Vivid profile. And again, just look at the clarity on it. Look at the lights here in the studio. Everything is super sharp, is well balanced, just a little punchy on that saturation and vibrance, but it looks good. Zoom in on the details. I'm way out shooting in a wide angle lens, and I zoom in on his face and I still get plenty of detail on Mr. Laporte's face as well as Mr. Sargent's face here. Now, let's take a look at a flat image. This is pretty washed out. And if we talked about shooting flat profiles in video, you'll recognize this look. It's just sort of desaturated and not a lot of contrast. You can shoot this way if you want to. I don't necessarily want to shoot that flat of a profile for images, but you can. And if you're using something like Lightroom, you got a bunch of presets that you can play with that are built in to help you get started with your post-processing, similar to what's going on right here on my screen. You know, I'm a Creative Cloud subscriber, so I have access to a ton of presets, including some of my very own presets that I have put up for sale on my website several times. And, you know, like this one here, this is a Biscuit preset based on my dog, Cozy Morning. But of course, not all presets work for every image, but that's another story. But again, just zooming in on it, you got very, very nice detail with these images. Nice dadgum work. And lastly, again, I did take this camera out on a shoot. You know, Panasonic allowed me a little extra time to work with this camera because of all of the rain. And recently, as you all know, I had been out of the office on vacation, if you will. I had a client shoot, and I took it with me, and man, it did great. Unfortunately, I did not get consent to use those images from the client on the show. So instead, I just went out into the backyard and asked Queen Pruitt to come and say, hey, let me snap a couple headshots of you just to show how good this camera is. And this is one of those images there, and I've made a virtual copy of said image. The original is here. Okay. This is the original of it. And again, this is a somewhat flat profile, but you still get plenty of color and plenty of detail. And as I zoom in, you get, just look at all of this dadgum detail on her face. I mean, if you look close enough, look at the eyes here and look at the glasses and the reflection. You can see me right here in the reflection. Of course, you got one of my favorite sweatshirts on, Go Tigers. And then I just went ahead and did some post-processing on it to just really boost up the color on it and boost up the vibrance, make her skin look great, and did a little bit of retouching on the skin, and this just looks so daggum good. Again, this camera is highly underrated if you want to get out here and shoot stills. I highly recommend it for that. Okay, so let's talk about video. Video on this, in the previous iteration, it was almost perfect because you had the 4K resolution and 60 frames a second and so forth. But the autofocus was a bit of a problem on the video side of things. That has been addressed, and they have finally gotten things squared away for you to be able to shoot pain-free and worry-free, regardless of the subject at hand. I did notice that inside of the menus, there are a couple of different options for autofocusing. Yes, you have person and human autofocus. You have animal autofocus. You get the eye autofocus, which is great for portraits and things like that. But I noticed that it had mode one and mode two for the autofocus. And I believe that's because this is a hybrid sensor. It's a hybrid phase detection sensor. I noticed when I had it in mode one and went to shoot video, autofocus wasn't all that great. But on mode two, it seemed to be quite all right and pretty much up to snuff what I expect when shooting video. Like, take a look at this example video here. And it's just a simple vlog video. So take a look right here.
Okay, so this is a test of the autofocus. And I got to tell you, it is much improved. Now, granted, I'm speaking into the internal microphones, which I do not recommend. Get yourself an external microphone. I'll link to one in the video description. But the autofocus here, as long as you've selected mode 2 inside of the settings, it is so much better and so much on par how video focus should be in general on any camera that you use. Moving around, it's totally locking onto my eyes, keeping everything nice and crisp. The image stabilization, in-body image stabilization is doing exactly what it needs to do. And of course, the beautiful V-Log flat footage, allowing for outstanding color grade performance.
Okay, again, it looks great. I had a lot of fun shooting with this camera. One of the benefits of it beyond the actual body is this, the lens mount on it. Shooting with Sony, shooting with Canon, you have those E-mounts and the RF mounts on the mirrorless side of things. When you're shooting with Panasonic and Lumix, you're going to get the L mount. And the advantage with shooting with an L mount is the third-party lens support. You know, if you want to buy a Panasonic lens, you can. But if you want to go third-party with Sigma, you can. Right now, that's not an option on the Canon side of things. Canon has locked down that RF mount to only work for them and their lenses. And that's fine. That's their prerogative. But, you know, sometimes if you want to save a buck or a couple $100, you know, you might want to go with a third party lens. And with this being in the L mount side of things, that's not going to be a problem. And it will still be some pretty daggum quality glass that you put on this camera body. We will put some affiliate links in our show notes and show description, if you will. If you want to buy this Panasonic Lumix S5 Mark II, it is available online for the body only for $1,997 at the time of this recording. That's $1,997. Or if you want to get this particular kit here that has the kit lens on it, the 20 to 60 millimeter lens on it, that's going to cost you $2,297, so roughly $2,300 for this full kit. Again, as at the time of this recording, that may change depending on sales season and things like that. Either way, check out the affiliate links to help support us and get your hands on this camera. Shout out to Panasonic for sending this over to me and letting me keep it for a little while longer, even though we had all of these stupid atmospheric rivers and crazy rainstorms and I couldn't shoot as often as I like. Appreciate you for working with me on that. Now, you, the loyal hands-on photography listener, thank you for all of your support. Keep sharing that show. Keep giving me those ratings in the wonderful world of Apple Podcasts and Spotify or whatever podcast app you use. Check out the website for the previous episodes. It's twit.tv/HOP. That's twit.tv/HOP for hands-on photography. See all the previous episodes, all the previous show notes, and all of the additional links that are there available as well. Thank you to my man, Mr. Victor, for making me look and sound good each and every week. Hey, folks, safely create and dominate, and I shall see you next time.
Hey, I'm Rod Pyle, editor-in-chief of Ad Astra Magazine, and each week I join with my co-host to bring you This Week in Space, the latest and greatest news from the final frontier. We talk to NASA chiefs, space scientists, engineers, educators, and artists, and sometimes we just shoot the breeze over what's hot and what's not in space books and TV. And we do it all for you, our fellow true believers. So whether you're an armchair adventurer or waiting for your turn to grab a slot in Elon's Mars rocket, join us on This Week in Space and be part of the greatest adventure of all time.